People learn forgiveness, but very quickly forget to practice it, which is why we have to come back again and again. In fact, when I do my consultations of many of the people who have been in Agar meditation, I find that there's accumulation of anger, accumulation of judgments, accumulation of resentment from because they have been judged, and so many emotional issues that continue to persist. And the one reason why people continue to carry these emotions is because they fall out of the practice, they forget to practice, which is why it is necessary for me to come back again and again with this practice. So for those who have joined the first time, I want to give you a small peek into this practice. So first of all, thank you for participating in large numbers, putting in your feedback, putting in your version of what forgiveness is all about. So that was interesting to notice. Thank you very much. But yes, I want to tell you what I have known about forgiveness, which has worked, and not only for me, and I have seen a lot of people who have done this practice and have healed miraculously. People who have healed from cancers, and people we have seen the cancer cells reduce in people when they've done a PET scan after 3 months. So we've seen really good results with the practice. So which is why I want to introduce you to the actual practice of forgiveness. Now, many of you mentioned that forgiveness is about letting go of the other person, letting go of having freedom. So many of you are right, but some of you are not quite right. Now, forgiveness essentially has only to do with your memory. It's got nothing to do with anyone else. You only work with your memory. And when you work with your memory, then your memory is erased, and that's all that matters. And the way to erase the memory is to remove the emotions that are associated with the memory. These emotions are the ones that you have invested in those experiences, in those memories. And that's prana. Your emotion is prana, which you have invested in those memories. And that's going to make you that much deficient in life force energy. So when you release all the memories that you carry, then you are retrieving all the prana that you invested in those memories. So imagine the amount of energy that you carry, that you will carry now. So many of you would have seen that you have loose skin in your body. The loose skin essentially means that this is the prana that your body had, which you have now invested in all the emotions that are not required. So these memories are eating away your prana, and that's why you have the loose skin. And if you continue to carry this loose skin, and slowly the prana will start leaving your body, and it start preparing itself to come back in another body for you to continue your journey. So it's important for you to do the forgiveness right here, right now, all the time, so that you can completely clear the memories that exist in you, which need to be removed, so you do not carry any baggage with you when you leave. Finish all the baggage here while you can, so that when you are gone for good. You don't come back. So that's what forgiveness is all about. It has to be done all the time. There is nothing like, so to start with, you do it for 20 minutes a day, but then as you go on releasing your memories, you will see very quickly that while you're driving, you have memories you are popping up. While you are bathing, you have memories popping up. While you're doing your puja, you have memories popping up. While you're working, you have memories popping up. They just keep popping up. And every time they pop up, you do the forgiveness practice to release it. There are thousands and thousands of instances that each one of us have gone through, and it is our responsibility to work on each of these memories and release them for good, so that we go back as a clean slate. Remember, when you are exiting this world, if you have any baggage left in you, even one experience, you will be sent back to finish it. And the worst part is that you don't remember when you left, where you left, and what is the reason you're coming back. So that's how terrible it is. And moreover, we have no clue when the next birth is going to be. It could be immediate, it could be spanned by thousands of years. We don't want any of that. So the best thing is to do the forgiveness right here, right now. So I'm just going to give you a small tip, and then we will start practicing the forgiveness. Now, unlike every other meditation where we first started off with calming the mind, I'm not going to do that, because if I'm going to calm the mind now, then you will have no experience coming at all. You'll just be blissed out in a beautiful state, and you will just look at a blank slate and say that my life simply seems good. So we are going to straight away start with the forgiveness. But before that, let me tell you what we are going to do in this practice. The first thing that we're going to do is to recollect a memory, which means that you used to simply remember at the top of your hat a memory. These are things that have happened recently where you felt annoyed, irritated, agitated, frustrated, or you could have felt angry, or you could have felt unhappy, or you could have felt disturbed. Once you recollect this memory, then we're going to relive the memory, which means that we're going to bring it to life as if you are going through that experience right now. And that will give you a fair view of the emotions that you have invested in this memory. And then we will do the forgiveness. In fact, I've actually cut short the forgiveness practice to make it more crisp. And that was the guidance that I was given 2 days ago, so that it can be more effective. All right, so let us start. So first, I want you to just remember or recollect an experience from your recent past, an experience that has left you disturbed, an experience that has left you angry, irritated, frustrated, agitated, or simply disturbed. Just remember this experience. It could be with a family member, it could be with a colleague, it could be with a relative, a friend, or it could be just while driving, maybe the traffic, or maybe anything. Once you have it, now I want you to relive this experience. To relive this experience, imagine a projection screen. And on this projection screen, watch your memory play itself out. Play that memory and see as if it's happening right now. You are one of the characters in this memory. Feel all the emotions, the pain, the hurt, the anger, the unhappiness. Feel all the emotions. Live that memory right now. And now, I want you to repeat these words silently while you're looking at the memory. Repeat these words in your mind silently. I choose to release all thoughts, feelings, emotions, beliefs, perceptions, choices, judgments, desires, attachments, and expectations connected to you, connected to this memory. I cut the cords that connect them to the mind, I set them free. And now, because you've been holding on to this experience for so long, talk to yourself, I forgive myself unconditionally. I love and accept myself unconditionally. I make peace with my past. My past is dead. I let go. Now come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes. To know whether this has actually made a difference to the memory, I want you to relive the memory right now. Try and recollect and relive the memory and tell me, even if there's 1% emotion left in it. We are victims of our own judgment. I feel bad because someone called me a liar. I feel bad because someone told me I'm not good enough. I allowed someone to cheat me. I was affected by their disrespect towards me. All right? So most often, we are victims of how we expected people to treat us and how we judged their actions towards us. All right? So, which is why it is important not to forgive people. When you try to forgive, you're trying to undo your judgment. That's not going to be possible. It's going to just compound. You're going to feel miserable. I want you to work on the memory and not on the person. It's happened a lot of times, even in one-on-one sessions, when I ask someone to let go of the experience, they're trying to forgive the person. Now, when did I say person? So if you try to forgive the person, then you have to be greater than the person. That's not going to happen. You're not greater than the person. We are all the same. It's just that each one is a victim of their own judgment. We will do this practice again in a moment, and then you will try and let go of the experience and have nothing to do with the person, okay?
Sure, thank you.
All right. Yes, Aparna.
You are telling to forget the memory, not the people, right?
That's correct.
How can you forget? People will participate in that memory, right? Because of that people only, we have bad memory, we have bad past. How can we forget the people without that memory? We forgive the memory, how can we forget the people
okay.
who have participated in that memory?
All right. So that's a good question. Now let me answer this question for you. So I was in Hyderabad recently and we met. You came for a consultation, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, when I made this sentence, did you remember the room and did you remember seeing me at this moment?
Yes, sir.
Did you remember me or did you remember the memory?
I think both.
No, it's only the memory. So what you remember were essentially an impression in your mind. It's a memory.
I remember you only.
That's a memory. So you remember the instance, which means that you remember the clothing, you remember the setting, you remember the table, you remember the chair, you remember your husband, you remember your son and daughter, you remember the house where you came in, right? So it's a collection of instances totally creating a memory. So you are actually looking at a memory. And the memory has your perception of me. You're not looking at me, you're looking at the memory. And the memory has your perception of me. Is this clear?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So there is no me out here. Amuda, is it clear to you? So everything,
yes, sir.
Everything that you are seeing in your mind are your perceptions which you have created, believing that it's for your benefit. So you remember a bad experience because the next time you meet the person, you want to give a 200% back. But when you meet that person, the person is not willing to receive your 200% and you get even more frustrated, more irritated. And it will be worse if you don't meet the person at all. Then you are left with a lot of emotions and nothing that you can do about it. And it silently keeps eating into you. So you start getting migraines, you start losing your sleep, and you start becoming nasty with everyone around you, and people wonder what's wrong with you. So we have to, so there are nobody else. Everything that we are working with is our own perception, which we have created and stored in our memory, believing that a time will come when we have to we'll use this memory and give 200% back, and the person will understand what I'm going through. Doesn't happen that way, unfortunately. So now we will go through this practice once again, and this time I want all of you to just work with your memory. Don't believe, even for a moment, do not believe that you're trying to forgive someone. There is no someone. All those people whom you are seeing in your mind are essentially your perceptions, how you perceive them, good, bad, ugly, or whether you want to perceive them as nasty, as terrible. They have to be put through the gallows, they have to be burnt alive, you have to throw acid on them. Whatever you feel, everything is simply your perception. So we are going to just work with all of that. So let's come back again. So now I want you to recollect another memory. Now if you feel that particular memory has not been worked with, you can choose the same memory this time again. Recollect the memory. Once you have recollected the memory, now relive the memory. Imagine the projection screen and watch that memory as if it's happening now. Feel the pain, feel the anger, feel the sadness, whatever emotions you felt then, please feel those things. It's necessary for us to understand what we are carrying, how bitter it is. And now, the words. Repeat after me silently. I choose to release all the thoughts, feelings, emotions, beliefs, perceptions, choices, judgments, desires, attachments and expectations that are connected to this memory. I cut the cords that connect them to the mind. I set them free. And now work with yourself, because you've been holding on to this memory for so long. Tell yourself, I forgive myself unconditionally. I love and accept myself unconditionally. I make peace with my past. My past is dead. I let go. Please open your eyes. When you are ready, come back to conscious awareness.
Good evening, sir. So I went back to the same memory, and this time it was easier to let it go. Mm-hmm. But when we were speaking the words of the past is dead, I'm letting go, there was another memory that came in. I was struggling with, and uh-huh. I was like, okay, I maybe need to redo this and work with that as well, yeah. Which hadn't come to me when we started and when I went back to the previous memory, this just popped up. So, well, the person's face popped up and I was like, okay. Was there a reason for that or?
I'm glad you're asking this question. Thank you. So when you do the practice correctly, see, we are all divine beings who are encased in this human body. So we are holding on to these experiences, believing that we deserve them. We don't. We are holding on to them. When you do the practice correctly, when you do release one memory, all of them will start coming. They will all start coming so that you can release all of them. And every time you release, you have this sense of relief. You come back to yourself and there's such a calm, such an ease. And at times you feel tired. Are there any ones who started sweating? Did your bodies become warm suddenly?
Yeah, I actually felt a little bit warm.
Right. Tapaha. You know, yes. We say tapas. When you say tapas in Sanskrit, we use the word tapas, tapasya.
Mm-hmm.
Tapaha means to heat, to purify. Mm-hmm. So this is a process of purification. So by doing this tapasya, you are purifying the inner self and by releasing all that is not required in you. It's so beautiful when you do this, you just see you did it right, and which is why the next one is coming. Okay, I also want to get out of here.
Yeah.
Excellent.
As to why this is happening.
It's the ego. Is the ego which wants to constantly associate with experiences that you have let go in the past. Even if there is a small, minuscule impression, the ego will hold on to that and try to bring in the suffering. Which is why you have to be so careful every day and never let the ego surface. The moment the ego surfaces, you have trouble. And when you work on yourself, you are becoming... You get a sense of how freedom actually is. You start getting disentangled from all the memories. When that begins to happen, the spiritual ego will raise its hood. The spiritual ego will tell you, wow, this is so beautiful. I want to share this with more and more people. I want to tell more people. Now you start thinking of all those people who seem to be nasty, who seem to be angry, upset, grumpy, and you want to share this practice with them so they too can be free like you. You know, so the spiritual ego will raise its hood. So you have to be so careful while doing these practices. These practices are meant for you and you alone. And when these kind of small things pop up, you just look at them and laugh it off, saying that that's the ego wanting to get a hold onto it. So that's what you need to do.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Doc.
Yeah. So I want to ask you, are you indicating that if I give back at that moment, then probably I'm squared off, I'm equal, and now it'll be easy for me to work with the memory? Is that what you mean?
It might not even become a memory for me, right? If I probably respond at the moment itself.
It will. Because no response is satisfactory.
Okay.
The mind will always go back. Let us say that you had a mathematics exam and you got 99 out of 100, which you never imagined that you could get.
Mm-hmm.
And after 4 years, let's say that you took mathematics tuitions and finally you understood all the concepts. And finally, you understood 100% of all the concepts and it just came like the back of your hand. Then the mind will go back to this experience and say that, let me see where I missed that one mark. But in the first instance, you never thought, never even imagined that you would get 99. This is how the mind will play. And even if you had responded, the mind will come back to the experience and say, how could I have responded better? That's what the mind will always say. So it's absolutely important for you to work with memories. Now, when I say memories, our unconscious is a complaint box. It has all the small, tiny, big memories. All of them. So you just have to work with everything. And I mean, let me tell you, when I started working, I actually had a memory of meeting a friend on a street with my wife, and I was able to, and it was a, and there was nothing negative about it. There was nothing negative about it. I was able to remember the check shirt he was wearing, and I was able to remember the street we were standing on. I was able to remember the jeans he was wearing, the glasses he was wearing, his dry curly hair and his dry skin. And I'm talking, and he's talking to me, I'm listening, he's wearing jeans and a white pair of shoes, imagine. And I'm quoting to you an experience that happened 30 plus years ago. I was able to just remember the whole setting, just like that. There was nothing about it. It was a memory which was etched in the unconscious. And I have no clue what emotion was there in that. But I just chose to just let go of it. There are no such things as happy memories. Memories are the ones that need resolution. Now, there are nothing called as negative or bad memories. There are only memories. Memories that are uncomfortable, that take away our happiness, is what we call as, identify as negative memories. But they are only memories. And memories can only bring two emotions, anger and unhappiness. So in my experience of visualizing that memory which happened 30 plus years ago, there could be a possibility that there might be some anger, some irritation, some unhappiness which I could not point at, I could not pinpoint. Why else would it come? It's come because there's something for resolution which is beyond my ability to comprehend, beyond my ability to I did not have the sensitivity to identify the sadness or irritation or agitation or frustration or whatever emotion that was lodged in there. I simply did not have the sensitivity. But still, I need to work with it because it exists. Happiness is not an emotion. Happiness is a state of being. So it is the present. So it cannot be a memory. Pleasure can be a memory. You met someone after 30 years, you both laughed. There was such a pleasurable moment. You remember it and you get a smile on your face. But the happiness that you felt at that moment cannot be relived. That's in the present.
Okay.
It's a state of being.
Okay.
It's not an emotion. There are only two states of being. One, either you can influence everyone, like being like the light, wherever the light goes, darkness gets consumed, or like the sun. Nothing can bring darkness in the sun. So wherever the sun goes, darkness vanishes. Or you can be influenced by other people's perceptions. All right, their appreciation. In this case, even though the sun is there, the clouds come between you and the sun, and suddenly you feel depressed. Suddenly you feel low. That's because you got influenced by the clouds. So these are the only two states. So all the drishti that you are talking about are essentially a lesson for you to learn. It's an experience for you to learn about your own weaknesses. When you are so vulnerable, the next thing you have to learn is to become strong. When someone says that, wow, very good performance, you say, thank you, so be it. And someone says, you're looking so healthy, thank you, so be it. Turn it into a positive affirmation, saying, so be it, which means that whatever you say, may that become the truth.
Right.
So that's how it has to be. But the moment you fear, you become a victim of your own judgment. In our home also this happens. For example, we went out on a dinner. Let's say that we went out on a dinner and then my children are looking really healthy. My wife is really looking beautiful. We come back and then the next thing we realize is that my daughter is not feeling well. My wife has got a running nose or a itchy nose or burning sensation in the throat. When that happens, what I do is I ask them to take a sheet of paper and just write down spontaneously whatever thoughts are occurring in the mind. They flush out everything that they have accumulated because of their inability to hold a good, strong place for themselves. They are unable to prevent being influenced by the other people's view of them. They become a victim of the circumstance. And then when I ask them to release it, within 4 or 5 minutes, they are okay.
Right.
All right. So there are practices for you to just snap out of it. We will go through these practices in some of these sessions so that all of you can benefit. You see, even during COVID, if you look at COVID, for example, many of the villages were not affected. People in the villages were not affected by COVID. But everybody who were on the buffer, were connected to the cities, they got affected. What was different between them and us? They just lived with their self-respect, doing what they knew best, farming and all that, and they simply did not get affected. Right? So please understand that you are a victim of your judgment. You are a victim only because you don't know how to hold your energies. You have to focus on yourself. You have to focus on keeping your energies high so that every time someone appreciates you or gives you a comment or praise, then just accept it gracefully and say, so be it. It won't affect you. Right.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah. Day before yesterday, I was sleeping and not yesterday, it was last night, not day before yesterday, last night. I was sleeping at it about 2 a.m. Suddenly, I had a dream that I'm lying in a beach and there is mist all around. I cannot see beyond 2-3 feet. And suddenly, out of nowhere, there's a dog or a wolf that attacks me. I'm trying to get rid of it. And then I see there's another. So this one gets on my back. Then there's another one gets on the shin, on the calf muscles. There's another one which gets on my groin. At which point, I just stopped fighting and I just started praying to God, release me from all the karma that I have accumulated in this life and free me. And I saw myself exit the body and then the whole scenario vanished. There were no dogs, no wolves, no body, and it was just me free from pain. So this is one way of working with yourself. So I've been working with my memories and my dreams for many, many years, for maybe about 20 plus years. So I'm aware in my dream. The moment a dream comes, I become aware and then I start working with my dream. I know exactly how to direct a dream or even to exit from that as the soul. So that's what I do. So you can, when you start practicing Mahobeksha, this forgiveness that we are doing, you will in time become sensitive. You also become aware so that you can start practicing with the memories that reflect as dreams. It's only pleasure and pain that we see. Either of them is not good because pleasure wants us to experience it again and pain wants us to get rid of it. So either ways, they are not good. So you have to work with all the memories, no matter which one. So there's pleasure and pain. One wants to repeat, one does not want to repeat.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. All right, so let's get back to one our final practice. Once more, we'll do the Mahobeksha so that we know how exactly we have to do it. But yes, before I come to the third part, I want to tell you that you need to work on this for at least 20 minutes every day. And once you start working on it, you will see that while you're walking, you get experience, you get memories. While you're driving, you get memories. While you're in the toilet, you get memories. While you're showering, you get memories. While you're dressing, you get memories. So, and while you're sleeping, you get memories. So whenever these memories come, then you actively start working on them. These words that I repeat are the ones that are given to me in my meditation. So I will send out these words so that you can repeat them. Don't alter them because I did not create it. It came to me in my meditation, so I've just used it the way it is. So I ask you to respect it the way it is, because that just really works. And I don't know what will happen if you manipulate it. So I don't want you to do it in a way that would affect your memory. So do it in a way that so that you can release yourself from the memory. Okay, so let's go back again. Now, recall a memory from your past. Don't go back to choose the worst experience, the worst memory. Choose something from your recent past. But if there is something that has been pressing and something that you really want to work with, then please bring it on. This time we are going to make it a little more powerful. I want you to project this memory on a screen and relive this memory as if it is happening now. Get to the details, the conversation, the attire of yourself and the other person or people, the place, the time, the lighting. Get as detailed as possible. Go into the details. Now, ask your higher consciousness to give you a tool to cut the ties. And whatever the tool is, just make sure you remember it. This could be a knife, it could be a dagger, it could be an axe, it could be a sword, it could be anything, whatever you've been given. Now come back to this experience, to this memory while you're watching on the projection screen. Now talk to the memory. I choose to release you from all directions of time and from all planes of existence. I choose to release all the thoughts, feelings, emotions, beliefs, perceptions, choices, judgments, desires, attachments, and expectations. I cut the cords that connect them to the mind. Use the tool to cut the cords. I set them free. And now work with yourself. Do not follow the memory, let it just fade away. Now work with yourself. I forgive myself unconditionally. I love and accept myself unconditionally. I make peace with my past. My past is dead. I let go. Drop the tool that you've been carrying. And open your eyes when you're ready. All right, so I want you to go back to that memory where you felt helpless.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now I want you to look at that scene. I want you to tell yourself,
okay.
I decided to not act on the situation. I allowed myself to watch and not do anything about the situation. I take complete responsibility for all the consequences and all the outcomes from this experience. I am okay.
Sir.
Now I want you to tell me, how are you feeling?
Yes, sir. Actually, more than 50%, I'm really good now.
Okay, can you go back to the same memory?
Okay, sir.
How are you?
Yes, I'm feeling good, sir.
Okay, good. Is there any residue?
No. Actually, comparatively, I'm feeling really good.
Now, my question is there any residue?
No, sir.
No residue. Okay, good. Good. This is a good thing that Aparna just brought out, is that sometimes we are angry with ourselves because we did not respond. At that moment, we had another person who also mentioned that should we have spoken certain things so that the memory would have gone away, so the memory would not have registered. So it's absolutely important for us to understand that at every moment, whether we participate or not, whether we judge and respond, judge and react, judge and don't react, every time we are completely responsible for how we have behaved. And for all the, we are completely responsible for all the memories that we have assimilated and accumulated in ourselves. So we have to always work with ourselves. But thank you, Aparna, for bringing this opportunity for us to showcase how you can work with yourself when you feel angry about an action that you should have taken but did not take.
Yes, sir.